Hello and welcome. Please take a pen and a paper, and I will read out 13 questions to you. As soon as the time is over, I will read out the next question. Please immediately jump to the next question and answer that one. If nothing pops up, then leave the question blank. Enjoy. Question number one. What in your current personal or professional situations are the key challenges and the emerging areas of possibility that your life asks you to address? Question number two. What question, if explored more deeply, could help you to address your current situation better and to take the next step in your personal or professional journey? Question number three. When do you feel your heart opening? In which situations, on which occasions, with which people can you have the experience of seeing not with your head, but with your heart? Question number four. Imagine you could fast forward to the last moments of your life. Imagine yourself looking back on your life's journey as a whole. What would you want to see in that moment? Question number five. What would you want to be remembered for by the people who are alive today? Question number six. Let's return to the present. Imagine you could link to your future self, a future you in which you have realized your potential in the best possible way, a wiser version of yourself, so to speak. Imagine you could ask this future you a question. What would this question be? Question number seven. Now pause and stay in silence. Listen deeply to the response that your future self wants to give you. Maybe it's a phrase, a gesture, or some other small gift that you receive. Write down what it is. Question number 8. Assuming you succeed in using your potential in the best possible way, what's the image or version of your life that you see when you picture your professional self? Question number 9. What would you have to let go of in order to bring your vision into reality? What would be the price you pay? Question number 10. Where in your current life do you experience the seeds and the early beginnings of the future that you want to create? Question number 11. Who could support you in this process of change? Which friends or partners could you ask for support? Question number 12. How would these people notice in the next year that so many things in your life are changing in the direction that you want and need? Question number 13. What would be the first, perhaps small step in the next 3 to 7 days to make it clear to yourself that this process of change is important to you? Now it's time to stop. You can have a look at your answers and see if there is one or two insights for you. Enjoy.